paper is a huge topic, and there's many, many things that could be talked about. When I was first showing sample pages of this book to a few friends for their opinion and the comments before I published it, an interesting one came back from a woman in America. She said, "Paper gets only one page of your book?" And I guess she was right. It's something we could talk about for 100 pages. One of the really interesting aspects about this Japanese paper, though, is something that's actually quite astonishing in our world. The prints that I make on this, and the prints you will make too if you use a good quality paper, will actually last somewhere around 200 years and more. We have now still left over from the Edo period prints that were made 200, 250, 300 years ago, and they are still actually usable. They hold together. They're a little bit toned and soft and old-looking, but the product still exists. And when you try and think about all the things we are making nowadays, the modern computer that I'm making this book on, the car, our houses, how many of these things are actually going to survive for 200, 250, or 300 years? They will survive as a pile of scrap metal. They won't survive as the object itself. That's a wonderful thing to think about, that the prints that I make, each print that I make, as though it took me many, many hours and hours and hours to make, someone's going to enjoy it. And then that person's children, and another generation, and another generation. I mean, you count it, 8, 9, 10, 12 generations of people have the potential to be enjoying and looking each one of these prints we make. Well, who else in the world can possibly say that about the things that they make? It's such a wonderful feeling.